DNC, Joe Biden will return campaign donations tied to SVB. By Jacob Bliss on March 17, 2023. The Democratic National Committee, DNC, and President Joe Biden's presidential campaign stated they would return political donations tied to the collapsed Silicon Valley Bank on Friday, according to USA Today. The DNC told the publication that the money would be returned following last week's bank collapse. The announcement was made the same day the bank's parent company, SVB Financial Group, filed for Chapter 11 protection in New York bankruptcy court. A spokesperson from the DNC told USA Today that Biden's 2020 presidential campaign and the DNC would donate the contributions from 2020 or later from SVB CEO Greg Becker and the bank's managing director, Gerald Brady. USA Today reported that Biden's presidential campaign and Align Pox received at least $11,900 from SVB executives, including Brady, and the former brand ambassador and head of startup banking, who took over one of Brady's roles running a division of the bank, Claire Lee. Additionally, the DNC took at least $32,250 over the years from Brady, Lee, and other former SVB executives. The report also noted that Becker donated $2,800 to Biden's campaign, and Brady donated $5,500. Brady also gave $12,050 to the DNC. Reportedly, Biden's presidential campaign will return $8,400, and the DNC will return $12,050. Last week, Silicon Valley Bank collapsed when panicked customers suddenly withdrew tens of billions of dollars after it announced a loss of approximately $1.8 billion from selling its investments in U.S. treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. Ultimately, regulators shut Silicon Valley Bank down, and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, took control of the bank and said they would protect insured deposits. On Sunday, the U.S. Treasury, the Federal Reserve, and the FDIC announced that they would be taking decisive actions to protect the U.S. economy by strengthening public confidence in the U.S. banking system by effectively making deposits above the FDIC's $250,000 limit available this past Monday. The bank failed to be auctioned off last weekend after none of the largest U.S. banks bid, but there is supposed to be another attempt at auctioning the bank off on Friday, according to multiple reports. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.